All right. At Cove Baptist Church, we say what? Merry Christmas! Give the Lord a hand of applause in the back. All right. Well, I promised you that this was going to be a special service, but not a very long service. I'm going to put scripture up here in a minute. We're just going to read the Christmas story. I'm going to make a comment here or there. Afterwards, we'll have our invitation hymn, and then we're going to close out our service with a little bit more upbeat type deal. So, anyway, but we're glad that you're here. And I know that this is tough when Christmas falls on Sunday, but in some ways it's very appropriate that it falls on Sunday as well. Thank you for taking a moment out of your busy, I know busy day to come and to worship with us. And thank you for doing that. Brother Larry, here we go. I'm ready if you are, sir. Now, Matthew here gives us the setting behind what's getting ready to take place, which is the birth of Jesus. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ with all the wise was manger coming intact. When his mother Joseph had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. And Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. In other words, of saying privately. Now, I want you to make sure you understand this. This is a King Jamesy way of saying Joseph found out that his wife was expecting a baby. They had not had relations. What's he going to assume? Well, what any man would assume? She's been with someone else. So, got to cut off the engagement. But he had the right, at this time in history, he had the right to literally have her stoned. I want you to understand this now. He had the right to go and say, hey, my wife's expecting a child. It's not my child. We were engaged. Stone her. And that's exactly what they would have done. Men run the world at this time. Understand that. That's not what he did. He said, I am not going to bring her before the public. I am not going to embarrass her. I am not going to put her on trial. Do you see that? In other words, we're just going to part ways very quietly. We're not going to make a scene. Even though you know he's hurt. You know this, don't you? You know Joseph's got to be hurt. This was the love of his life. Everybody with me so far? Say amen. Amen. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. But when he thought on these things, behold an angel, believe me, when it says he thought on these things, he thought on it day and night. He could not get Mary off of his mind. Disappointed, brokenhearted, keep that in mind. But when he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. Even when he's sleeping. You know, when something's on your mind, and you go to bed, you'll even dream about that. Because it's on your mind. Your mind is tore up. Your heart's tore up. You can't sleep. And when you do finally fall asleep, then you dream about it. So he's dreaming about this. Look what the Lord does. The Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou art the son of David. Fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit just simply says, Joseph, you're right. She's not been with anybody except the Holy Spirit. God Almighty. Do not divorce her. Do not put her away. But you take unto her your wife. And she shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name what? Say it with me. Jesus. For it is he that shall save his people from their sins. Okay, ladies. Now all this has come to pass that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, behold, the virgin Mary shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. Let me tell you something. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care how modern we get. Mary was a virgin from a human standpoint. never forget that. Jesus was a miracle gift from God. Give the Lord a hand of applause in his mouth. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is being interpreted, God with us. This is the change in history that changes the world. Do you understand that? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Now, I want you to concentrate on Joseph for a minute. And Joseph arose from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded unto him, and took unto him his wife. Now, a lot about Christmas is about Mary. But let me tell you something. This is my kind of man. This is a man who did what the Lord told him to do. He took upon this, and of course the whole world's going to think, you know, this is Joseph's son. We're not going to make any type of public spectacle out of it. Not at this moment. He's going to take her. Look what it says. Now, guys, I want you to appreciate something here. And knew her not till she had brought forth a son, and he called his name Jesus. Not only did he take her as his bride, he had no relations with her whatsoever, because this is what God told him to do. This is my kind of man. This is a man who honored God instead of his own needs. Give Joseph a hand of applause. And knew her not till she brought forth a son and called his name Jesus. Jesus. Folks, let me say to you, and understand this one thing. I want you to have a Merry Christmas, but understand there's a lot of people today that did not have a Merry Christmas. I want you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people all over this world. This is just another day. Or if it is Christmas today, I mean, you know, I have no presents. Maybe you're lucky to have food on the table. But here's what I've said, and I've said this all along, and I mean this. If all I ever had for Christmas was Jesus, that's all I need. And I mean that. Okay, I really do. Because I'd rather have, if Jesus is the only gift I got, I'd rather have that than all the money that Fort Knox has got and everything that I could buy with whatever money I got. Because when I take that last breath and I go in that man-made casket, folks, I ain't taking nothing with me except for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me. Every head is bowed and every eye is closed. God Almighty, Merry Christmas. Your spirit is in this place. Father, we love you. Father, thank you for blessing us today. I thank you for this little church and what it stands for on this hill. I thank you for the sacrifice, Father, that Jesus made on Calvary's cross. Father, you knew that when you brought him into this world, he would die on the cross. And you did it because you loved each and every one of us. If there be one here today that has never made public confession of Jesus, today is the day to do that. This would be the greatest Christmas gift you can receive, I promise you. All you got to do is just come and say, preacher, I want to believe in Jesus. I want to accept Jesus. I'm going to have a word of prayer with you. And if you're serious about it, this will be the greatest day in your life. Because this is the day that you secured your heavenly home. Don't leave here without Jesus. And if you do have Jesus, you leave here being thankful for Jesus. Because folks, I promise you, the clock is ticking. One day Jesus is coming. He's coming for his people. You need to be a part of that flock when he comes. And it's my prayer that you are. Father, bless these moments. We thank you. In Jesus' holy name we pray. As every head is bowed and every eye is closed. Would you come on this Christmas day? Would you come? This altar is open if you need just a quiet quiet time, we invite you to come. In Jesus' name, would you come? Invitation here when your heads are still bowed as Michael continues to play for a moment. Calvin's in intensive care, folks. St. Mary Elizabeth Hospital fighting for his life. Marshall's there with him. Let's have a real special prayer for those folks before we close out our service. Your heads are bowed, your eyes are closed. Father, we pray for Marshall and Calvin, good people. Father, we pray for healing. We're going to put Calvin in your hands, Father. There's no greater hands to be in. We love you, Father. We thank you for your amazing grace today. In Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. All right. Well, a couple people have asked me, said, well, how's it like the first week? You and Monica being together in retirement. We have not been together yet. In retirement, Hauser came in and spent a week with us. Matthew's been in the town. Everything going on for Christmas. I haven't seen Monica in 7 days. Hi, Monica. How are you? Good to see you. But come January, when we've shipped everybody off, and it's just the two of us, bless her heart. Bless her heart. Oh, we're looking forward to it. We're gonna have a good time, and I'm gonna be cleaning house, and then I'm gonna clean house a little while. Yes. So I expect to be in a real good mood for the next year. Just overlook it if you can. But no, we really are looking forward to that. Yeah, we are. And one thing I'm looking forward to, when Calvin was put in intensive care, I told Monica, I said, I need to go, Monica, and she said, well, I'm going with you. And she's never had the opportunity to do that. And so whenever you see me, and I don't go to hospitals a lot because my doctors say, please stay away, because I can catch something and then I can be in. But, you know, when something like it around here gets serious, then it's time for me to get on board, and that's what I do. Stephen's right there, he's at St. Mary's, and I think right now he's doing okay, you know, but he's serious, so I'm not going to paint a rosy picture when it's not rosy, but he's holding his own, and believe me, Calvin's a fighter. He's been there before, okay? Y'all remember that? Just that last year he was there, so, you know, he's a fighter, but you just keep them in prayer, keep Marcia in prayer and all that, and I know that you will. Well, Ricky Hauser was in town. Matthew came into town. Stephanie decided to get, of course, Michael's pretty well in town. So she decided to get all of the music staff together. It's to represent Cove Baptist Church. And they got locked up twice this week. Now they blamed you, Michael. Now I don't know.
I think I found them out of it.
You got them out of it. And that's what your parents want to hear, that you got them out of it. Alright, do me a favor. You got some family here. Introduce them to us again.
Absolutely. This is my mother and father, Henry and Laura. And my sister and her husband, Danielle and Keeveen. And my girlfriend Giselle is here as well. If you all want to say hi to her.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, Giselle, did you join them one of these times when they all got locked up?
No, you didn't.
Yes, she did.
Now wait a minute, somebody here ain't gay.
It was a traumatic experience.
I've been loved. Yes. I am so proud that this music staff of our church represented our church well. Our two, huh? Give them a hand of applause. Yeah, they better not call me. I can tell you that. They got out on their own, I think. And what's it called? The breakout or something?
Yeah, we did the breakout games in Louisville.
Now here's what gets me. They tell me that you got to be a little bit going on up here. When they pulled them all together, however many was in the group, there were 14 degrees, college degrees, among all of them. They like never got out of there. Of course, these were UofL. I mean, these were not. These were just one. But anyway, they all had a great time. Ricky Hauser left to go back on Friday to go and be with his people. But I tell you something else that was very special during this week, and then I'm going to let them close out our service. We've all been waiting for Matt Hodge and Ricky Hauser to get together, and they did. And they just hit it off fantastic. They've all become wonderful friends. I had invited Michael, but Michael couldn't make it one day, because he would have been the icing on the cake, of course. But Matt and Ricky met over here at church. They all came over here and allowed me to come. And they spent between 2 and 3 hours. Ricky sat there on the bar stool. Matthew sat on the piano. And let me tell you something, folks, for 2.5 hours, wasn't nobody here but just me. But I filmed it. And let me tell you something, they tore this place up with just me being the audience. I mean, it was marvelous. They were singing songs neither one of them knew. Matthew would say, start off, I'll join you. Or Matthew would say, I'll start off, and Ricky said, I'll join you. And it was just an improv thing, you know, but I've got a lot of it on film. And if you want to see that, I'm going to get together with Larry and see if we can show that sometime in January, these two young men getting together and sitting down. And just singing gospel, singing easy listening, old time rock, you name it, they tore the piano up and tore the, you know, with Ricky's voice. It was just a marvelous time. And the reason, main reason I found that Monica was able to come, and we got this on film for Monica. So we're tickled with that. Folks, this is also my first Christmas without my mother. Mom would have just, you know, she loved this one. Of course, obviously, she loved my two. But she would have loved Ricky Hauser, too.
It's our first Christmas.
Yes. But believe me, Mom's better off than all of us put together. And Mom is celebrating a wonderful Christmas with Dad. But I just thank you for being with me, and I know a lot of you have acknowledged that about Mom, and I do appreciate that. All right, guys. Well, this maybe is not a traditional way to do it, but they did this last year. And when we put this on the internet, I don't know how many hits we got when these three got together. It's a old Chuck Berry Christmas song from way back when called Run, Run, Rudolph. Give him a hand of applause. Thank you.
Monica G. Janney.
Thank you.
Now, let's go.
Yep, do it.
Yeah.